Hello, I'm Rocío Rodríguez from www.rociodanza.com. I welcome you to Listen to the Dance, a podcast that I have created for dance enthusiasts like you, designed to help you grow and improve yourself. Remember, you can make dance your way of life. Let me introduce myself. My name is Rocío, and I dance almost since I started walking. I research and teach various dance styles. My specialty is the fusion of my two great passions, flamenco and Rasharki. If you want to know me better, I encourage you to visit my academy, www.rociodanza.com. Hello, dear dancer! Today, I can't feel happier and more radiant about making this episode with one of the greatest stars of belly dance around the world. There are many wonderful qualities that this teacher and dancer has, but if I have to keep only one of them, I choose her energy, because this great belly dancer radiates light and action. She has always been a source of inspiration and growth for me. Her lively eyes, her radiant smile, her positive beams and strength are her best tricks. And of course, a long career full of successful projects on the stage around the world. She is, dear dancer, no less than Yelena. Hi, Yelena.
Hello, gracias. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm very touched by your words. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's start. All belly dancers have been following your career for years, but I would like to start at the beginning, Yelena. How were your beginnings with belly dance?
I was doing other dance forms. I was doing like jazz and ballet and hip hop, and I was always trying new things. So I saw a sign for belly dance, and I definitely wanted to try that. So when I tried it, it was love at first shimmy. And that was a little over 30 years ago. And I just fell in love with it. And one of the things that really, like, touched me was I felt natural. I felt like this was for my body. You know, I'm not very tall and skinny, and I don't have long legs. So in ballet, I never feel like I was fitting in this dance, but I did it. I did the work to be a strong dancer. So when I discovered belly dance, it was very, it was such a like a enlightened moment for me, because I just discovered that something that was meant for my body.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So many years of professional career had been very fruitful. And if anything characterizes you, is your great energy and activity. There are many projects that you have materialized and shown to the world. If you had to keep only one of them, which one would you choose and why?
Of my projects?
Yeah. Your events, your shows. It's a difficult question, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of the context. I think the projects... The project that really has transformed my work, my creativity, my coaching as a teacher, is my belly dance evolution and the BDE experience. These theatrical shows have given me the opportunity to be, you know, so creative with the storytelling, but also working with dancers from all parts of the globe, because I do the casting around the world. So that opportunity for me is a little bit selfish. I'm going to be honest, because I get to work with the best of the best in different parts of the world. So as a teacher, as a director, it's like a dream scenario to go to Mexico or to go to Australia or Germany and work with the best dancers in that part of the world. So I think of all the projects that I've done, I learned a lot of tools, but really Belly Dance Evolution is the big project that has given me the most reward, emotionally, physically, creatively, and artistically.
Wow, very interesting. Thank you, Jelena. Recently, you have spread on your social networks an event called Paso por Paso, in which, by the way, you speak a little bit in Spanish. Tell us more about Paso por Paso.
The Paso por Paso was inspired by the original program called Together We Move. And I started Together We Move during the pandemic. And what I did is I created partnerships and I donated classes to, you know, so many of my friends, my colleagues, all the teachers, all the belly dancers that we know suddenly went from, you know, working in a studio to working at home on Zoom. And it was a tremendous a transition, a tremendous loss, financial risk, all those things. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to show up and support my sisters, my brothers. And, you know, when you all right, Rocio, I don't know how else to say this, but when you have, like, when you're famous or you're well-known, this thing, I feel separate. I feel like I'm talking about something separate. But this thing is a tool that you have to think about how you can use it to help others. That's, you know, honestly, it's like, well, what is great about having a lot of likes or comments? I knew that I had a lot of reach, like global community. So this was Together We Move, where I created classes, I donated them to the studios for them to use on their platforms. And then part of the project in Latin America, because I know so many schools there, and you know, the economy there is a little bit different. So what I felt was missing for them is they're not able to always participate in some of the online projects because of the price point. So what we did is I partnered up with a bunch of schools. A lot of them are my sponsors, my friends, and we did like a partnership. So they got to keep 50% of any income they get, and they get to create a project that they can create money. So a little bit of income. So they get to sell tickets to the workshop. And we ended up with 18 schools to partner with. And we were with, you know, Argentina, Peru, Uruguay, you know, Mexico, and like, and, you know, all of the Latin American schools. So it was a really beautiful project that became bigger than I expected. And it was a wonderful opportunity to, you know, help the students stay inspired, give them the top level master classes, and then also for the teachers to help them to earn some money, you know, because these are difficult times and they're paying rent in a studio or, you know, paying for things. So it was like the idea of that, and the name became, I like the idea of Spanish. Actually, the idea came from my friend Luna. And the idea is Paso por Paso because it relates to dance, you know, step for step. So that's what Paso por Paso is. And we're planning to do another one probably in January.
Ah, oh, wonderful. Yeah. I remember to my audience that in January you will repeat Paso por Paso. It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Nice idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the present, Jelena. Let's talk about to the dancer who is listening to this podcast right now and who wonders what she can do, which path she should take, or how she can improve her dance. I'd love you to share with her some advice based on your fabulous experience, of course.
You know, honestly, this is, you know, we're talking about this moment in time. During a pandemic, there's a lot of challenges. There's challenges like the physical challenge of, can you go to a studio? Are you going to be learning and getting classes online? Do you have the finances, the economical challenge? So there's a lot of different situations. But I think we have to always continue the training because that's really the key. To be great at something and to bring your level up, it has to be consistency. And you have to keep showing up. And even if it's in small parts, you have to keep taking those little steps forward. Because if you stop, once you go here, if you're not growing, you're declining. I don't think that dancers just go like this. Mm-hmm. I think you're either kind of always learning and growing. And in small ways, you know, even if you're learning about music, it doesn't always have to be the physical step. So remember, there's always something to learn here, but if you're not learning, you're probably on the decline. So, you know, don't just coast and say, okay, in a couple months I'll come back. Like, your technique will be affected. Your ability will be affected. So I think just keep showing up in whatever way that you can. Just show up. That's kind of always been my motto for, like, when I'm sick, when I'm tired, when I'm energized, like now, like you were saying, I just keep showing up. And then some coincidence happens, and it helps me to propel forward, and hopefully in this direction.
I totally agree, Jelena. I think it's time for continuing training and learning and doing things. Mm-hmm. How do you feel this moment, this change in this situation in your life? In your life,
you know, Jelena. My life really changed a lot. Mm. You know, I was going full tours. When the pandemic happened, I canceled like 14 countries. I canceled everything for the year. And I'm going to be honest with you, like, I freaked out. I kind of freaked out for a minute. Like, yeah. Oh my God, like, my life is stopped. It was like frozen. I almost couldn't move, and I was a little bit paralyzed with fear and insecurity and all of the emotions I'm sure many of us were feeling there. And honestly, the thing that helped me was, okay, I said, all right, I'm I'll come back. Because in the beginning, they said 1 month. Remember 6 months ago? Stay home for 1 month and everything comes back to normal. That's not the case at all. So I said, okay, for this month, you know, let me give the classes. Let me do Together We Move and donate my classes. Let me help my dance community, because my friends, my students, they've been there for me. They show up for me. It's my turn to show up for them and really be there. I didn't feel like it. I was tired. I felt insecure to put myself on camera, you know? Hmm. I'll be honest. I'm older. I'm bigger.
You're pretty.
You're wonderful. You know, then I got over it. I took my ego out because I realized it wasn't important. Hmm. Dance lives inside me, and people are going to love it no matter what size, you know? But I went through those moments, and I'm not alone with that, I think. We all kind of saw ourselves on camera like, oh, no, whoa. Anyway, so that just really shifted for me. And then with each step and each transition, I realized, okay, this is the longest time that I've been home in 25 years. I have never spent this much time in my home in 25 years. I've been traveling, weekends, touring, my shows, Belly Dance Superstars, workshops, Belly Dance Evolution. So it gave me the opportunity. Then I started to see, wow, this is a wonderful opportunity for me to get back to my teaching and to focus, because I'm not on stage right now. I'm not worried about any performing. I have a laser focus for my online programs. And it's been really good in that sense that I dedicated tremendous effort, all of the efforts that I do to my productions, I now put it into my teaching. And I kind of love it. I feel so good about really getting into the role of a teacher, a coach, a director, and feeling really comfortable in that. So in that way, that has been a very positive opportunity for me to create my programs. I created a dance development program. I created an online course. I'm filming tutorials for my colleagues, for the teachers. And it's just, it's given me an unexpected opportunity.
Wow. Thank you, Jelena. Let's continue.
Yeah.
I want to tell to my listener now to pay attention, because I think they should write down the news of Jelena's agenda and do not miss the opportunity to learn from this great teacher. So, Jelena, what's new in your calendar, online and offline?
Online and offline. Well, offline is I'm working for 2021, the next year for my Belly Dance Evolution tours. We're doing Jungle Book, and we're the BDE Experience. We're doing The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
And we're going to be in Europe, in Denmark. And some other tours were just, everything got shifted. So that's what's happening for next year. And right now I just finished filming my dance development program, a very intensive course that's unlike anything I've ever done before, because I really get to dive deep into the coaching and teaching, where normally you may have seen me, Rocio, in a workshop, and I teach 2 hours, boom, I come in, I give you a piece of choreography, and then I'm out. So here I get to talk about technique, about training, the, you know, warming up, cooling down, and also I'm getting deep into dynamics, like use of stage, how to choreograph things, how to be the emotional expression. So I'm getting really deep, because with now with this opportunity, I have this opportunity to share and talk about these types of things. The other thing I'm doing is every 2 months I come in and I do a workshop online, and I do a Zoom workshop, and that's part of the Together We Move Live, and I partner up with different schools around the world, and they get to sell tickets to my workshop. So it creates income for their studios. It gives me an opportunity to teach and do what I love and show up for my community and create some opportunities of income as well. So I'm doing those programs. And next week, I'm going to be launching The Art of Choreography. Mm-hmm. And this Art of Choreography is I'm donating it. It's a free masterclass that people can come in and learn tools and tips on how to be a choreographer. It's something that people constantly ask me. So I said, all right, let's talk about it. Let's do it, right? So I just filmed that, and I'm going to be launching that. I'm just working on the details. I'm getting some more feedback. And I'm really excited, because that's going to lead into my dance development program. So you have all these steps and tools to get there. So it's really an exciting time that, you know, yeah. You're in Madrid, right, Rocio?
No. I am from Almería, in the south of Spain, Andalucía, the south.
Andalucía. Yes. Ah, okay. No, because you said the time zone in Madrid. So
yeah. But no. Okay, Yelena, when are you coming back to Spain? I'm looking forward to seeing you in your dance and your shows and your workshops.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously this year is out, you know. Yeah. Once we get the vaccine, everything starts to, like, go in the calendar. So for sure I'll be in Europe in 2021. And if you're interested in having me or my group, we can, while we're on a tour, because of the price of the flights, I usually, when I go to Europe, I hit a few countries. See, when I go to Asia, I hit a few countries, and, you know, those kind of things. So we can talk about those tours when they come in. But for sure, I'll be next, I think it's September, October, is going to be Denmark. I'll be in Denmark for sure. So that's already in the ticket. It's the 10-year anniversary for the Denmark Festival.
Oh, wow.
So it's called the Danish Open. And we'll be doing The Wizard of Oz. So, I'm so excited.
Oh, wow.
So I love that show. That show is so fun. It's so fun.
Oh, I would love to be there and see The Wizard of Oz. This is my favorite film, The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then you'll be totally obsessed. And you remember that we do the casting. We do online casting.
Yeah.
So, Rosie, if that's something, a passion of yours, and dancers, if it's a passion of yours, you should try out for the casting. And guess what? Don't wait till you think that you're ready. You jump in. You show up. What did I say at the beginning of the interview? Show up and go for it. It's kind of my life motto. And I honestly, I've done a lot of mistakes. Like, maybe in Brazil, you only see the successes. But I also have some mistakes here. But guess what? All of those mistakes brought me there. Because success and failure take the same path.
Yeah.
They really take the same path.
You're
and
right.
Without one, or you can't have one without the other. So I just tell people, just show up and do it. Get the training. Get the coaching. You need to do the audition. Like, prepare for it, you know. And who knows? You might be the Wicked Witch.
Wow.
Or Linda. Maybe you could be the Nice Witch.
I would love to be anyone in a Wizard of Oz. I don't mind.
Just the tree on the side.
Okay, no problem. A tree. Thank you so much, Yelena. And For finishing, I want to thank you so much, Yelena, for your time, for your tips, great tips, your dance, your pure, vital and positive energy. That's what I love. I love this part of you, your energy. And I would love to have a new meeting with you very soon. Is this possible? Is it possible to have another meeting with you, another interview in a few months, in the future?
Yeah, it would be great. And we can do it online, we can do it on video. So, yeah, wherever you're at, it would be great to meet. I love to talk about these subjects. It's what I live for. Dance is my whole life. And, you know, I love sharing what I do. Actually, in about a half hour, I'm going to go online and do a pop-up class on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just going to give, like, a little section of my workshop that I have next week. I have my live workshop. I'm doing classic, Kalsum, like, getting back to the classics. Like, you know, it's really fun. I get to choose what I want to teach. So I'm excited to do something really classic. You know, I do a lot of drum solos, as you know. I'm crazy about drum solos, but I also love the folklore. I love the classics. I love all of this stuff. So it's been really, really fun to have this opportunity to teach on Zoom and also to pop up in my social media and meet my friends from around the globe. And I just want to give advice to dancers. Is, you know, these are new situations, and we all have to adapt. There's a big learning curve that we have to kind of adapt to. All the technology, you know, video editing. Like, I've learned about video editing. I've learned about technology. And, you know, it was definitely a challenge. But if I, you know, in order to move my art forward, just getting comfortable with those ideas is that we have to adapt. Because things are always going to shift and change. And even after this pandemic, you know, that things are always going to be changing. And that's the name of my company is Evolution. And it's, I call it that for a reason, because the art is changing, life is changing, yes. Our circumstances are changing. But, you know, dance lives inside of us. So whether you're on a screen or you're on the stage or you're out in a workshop, the dance lives inside you, and you can always find ways to share that and connect with people. It's a gift, and not to take it for granted.
So is there a future for the belly dance and the dance in general in the world?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that, you know, something to keep in mind is, yes, there's so many global opportunities that we get to study with everybody around the globe, because that's one of the silver linings. But I also want to just, and it's part of the Together We Move program and the Paso por Paso, is please support your local studios. You know, every time you buy a class from somebody in Spain, you're supporting the belly dance community in your country. So if you live somewhere and you know a studio that's in your city or your country, buy a class, support them. You know, and if you can't, share their post, share their flyer. It's real easy. You can do things to support the others. Sharing, communicating, putting a positive comment on their projects. I really want to bring us together with that, because we want to support the people around us in addition to the opportunities of training with across the globe. So I think that's an important motto to be reflective of.
Okay, thank you so much, Yelena, for being here. And I want to tell the dancers who are listening to this interview that visit your website, www.yelena.com. and your Facebook, Instagram profile. And I hope that they enjoy the interview as much as I enjoy it. Thank you so
Gracias,
much.
Rocio. And guess what? Brand new, I just started my YouTube channel.
Ah!
Yeah,
so your YouTube channel, very important. Okay.
During the pandemic, I realized, oh, I don't have a YouTube channel. Well, I did, but I never used it. I was always doing Belly Dance Evolution YouTube. So I said, okay. Now is the opportunity. So I started it. Please subscribe. Nowadays, YouTube is super important. I'm learning all these things now, and I'm posting videos. I'm posting a lot of performance stuff there. And it's really fun, because I'm looking at my old you know, even belly dance superstars and all of that stuff. So I'm on Jelena YouTube, of course, Instagram, Facebook, but it's very exciting. And if you want to stay connected, I'm offering these tutorials so you can see about that, those things online. You can find that information on my social media. Check it out. I love to share. I love to stay connected. And wishing you the best of luck. Stay healthy, please. Stay strong.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jelena, for your time. And we are in touch.
Gracias. Thank you so much. Ciao. Besos.